Meanwhile, today, Pope Benedict XVI will make history when he becomes the first pope in modern times to set foot on the Mediterranean island nation of Cyprus. The Holy Father is due to depart from Rome's Fiumicino airport in under an hour's time and will arrive at Paphos International Airport at 2 p.m. local time. Among the events scheduled for today is an ecumenical celebration, which will also be attended by the Orthodox Archbishop of Cyprus. We spoke to the Cypriot ambassador to the Holy See, George Polides, about the Pope's visit.
It is a historic visit because it's the first time a Pope ever visited Cyprus. And it's also a great honour for us because the Pope this year visits five countries, three Catholic countries and two non-Catholic. One is Great Britain and the other is Cyprus. And the people in Cyprus, the government and the Orthodox Church are really looking forward to the Holy Father's visit. In Cyprus, we've never had any religious problems. The Orthodox, the Catholics, the Muslims, we all used to live in peace and with absolutely no problems. The Maronite villages are occupied by the Turkish army, and the Maronite community is preparing a big reception for the Holy Father. Since a year and a half, we have also a resident Maronite archbishop in Cyprus who is taking part in the preparations for the visit.